Blog Talk Radio.
Life. and she knows it. Ask her why and she flashes a silly smile. She's got a purpose and she's done with all the games. Jesus saved her soul and she'll never be the same.
I don't know. praise and worship part of the service? Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into the devotional for today. God Gives Peace is the title. Our Heavenly Father is the giver of every good gift. His mercies are vast, powerful, and real. His love has the ability to completely overwhelm and satisfy every one of our needs. Everything he gives us satisfies, transforms, and leads us to an abundant life. So as we spend this week stirring up our affection toward God, allow your heart to become soft and open. Allow us loving character to draw you close and provide life to every dry and weary place in your soul. Peace is a commodity that can only be found with time spent seeking the face of God. The world can't offer us peace because it has nothing in which to place its hope, trust, and security. Kingdoms come and go, leaders move in and out of power. What society's value changes like the passing of the tides. Our only constant is God. He has been, is, and forever will be the creator, sustainer, and Lord of all. All authority has been given to him. He governs the change of seasons. He thwarts the plans of our enemy, and he longs to offer total and sustained peace to all who place their hope and trust in him. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 says, "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind stayed on you, because he trusts in you." Our God has peace in store for us in every situation, if we will choose to keep our mind stayed on him and trust him. The world says that peace can only come when you work your fingers to the bone and then finally attained all you want. You can only have peace when you have enough money, friends, and the right job or the right spouse. You can only have peace if friends, family, and bosses like you. God's way to draw you into himself and offer you peace is the midst of your circumstances. He doesn't want you to wait until everything gets worked out before you can have rest. He's offering you rest right now. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows." God wants to prepare a table for you in the midst of whatever trouble surrounds you. He is calling you to keep your mind stayed on him no matter what lies before you. And he is asking you to seek his face and find rest in him rather than toiling and striving for circumstantial peace. Romans chapter 8, verse 6 says, "To set the mind of the Spirit is life and peace. It is by the Spirit alone that you will find life and peace. Stop looking for your fulfillment in things of the world. Stop asking the world to offer you what it never had to begin with. Look toward your Heavenly Father for the peace that surpasses all the understanding. May you be filled with rest and peace today as you spend time in prayer seeking the face of God." So meditate on the truth that God is your sole source of peace and rest. Allow God's Word to mold and shape your perspective. Where have you been running for peace? Have you had much peace and rest in your life lately? Acknowledging your past pursuits will help you make present changes. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make paths straight." So seek the peace that comes from placing your hope and trust in God alone. Ask the Spirit to fill you with peace in the midst of your circumstances. Let your requests be known to God and receive the peace that comes from casting your burdens on the loving and capable shoulders of your Heavenly Father. Philippians chapter 4, verses 5 to 7. "The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." You will be robbed of peace as soon as you turn your trust away from God and begin to live in your own strength. The only source of constant peace is keeping your mind stayed on God. You can trust in the reality of God's desire and ability to help you. You can wait on him if he tells you to wait. You can move when he tells you to move. Offer your understanding, actions, and emotions to him and allow him to be Lord over them all today. I highly suggest that you read Psalms chapter 23. It'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. All right. Well, this brings us to the question, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life, and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression, such as and anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, pornographic materials, okay, gambling, overeating, whatever the problem may be. The Lord can take it away, but in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. We would like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, let's play some music.
Every heart,
tell me.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, you all be blessed. Okay, come back again, which I know Ashley will. Okay? Yes. Yes, I am a track star. That's right, I am. Amen. Well, God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And see you Tuesday. Goodbye.